emotion versus action. This is DJ Hillier here with your weekly wisdom brought to you by Element. Once upon a time, there was a professor named Jerry Wilsman who taught photography at the University of Florida. One year, he did something really interesting. On the first day of a brand new semester, he walked into his classroom, looked at the class, and said, "All right, we're going to do something different. We're going to draw a line right down the middle of this class. Everybody on this side, at the end of the semester, you're going to be judged based on the quality of your work. You only need to produce one photo throughout the semester, but it needs to be the best possible photo you can make." Then he looked to the other side of the classroom and said, "Everybody on this side of the class, you will be judged differently. You will be judged or graded based on the quantity of your work. So 100 photos will be an A, 90 photos will be a B, 80 photos will be a C, and so on and so forth." Keep in mind, this is a photography and film class, so they needed to take the photos, process them, and so on and so forth. And Professor Wilsman noticed this interesting thing. The term went to the end of the semester, and he realized that all of the best photos were actually taken by the quantity group, not the quality group. And the interesting part about that is the quantity group was out there trying. They were honing their skills, taking action, trying different angles and perspectives, and working with different forms of light. The quantity group was doing the drills to build the skills that it takes to capture a magnificent photo. Whereas the quality group, they spent most of the semester theorizing about what the best photo would be, or trying to think about where the perfect location would be or the perfect time of day to take something brilliant. And at the end of the term, they didn't have enough iteration or trial and error to develop their skills to the degree to have something exceptional. And of course, there are tons of lessons that we can pull from this experiment. One being the importance of quantity over quality. The importance of repetition and necessity of repetition for building skills, developing habits, and gradually improving and getting a little bit better each day. The second lesson in the photography story is that you can spend all day thinking about the best approach, but that's not helpful if you never take action. See, motion and action may sound similar, but they're not. When you're in motion, you're planning, you're strategizing, but that doesn't lead to a result. See, life rewards action, not planning. To take it a step deeper, motion is things like prep, research, brainstorming, and planning. It's the things you do beforehand that can help you do a better job, but they don't deliver a result on their own. Whereas action, on the other hand, is the type of thing that delivers the type of result that you're looking for. So for example, as a podcast host, researching and reading my guest's book, although essential for my job and helps to provide a high-level conversation, reading their book will never produce something for me. It's not an action, it's motion. Whereas sitting down, recording the podcast, having the interview, that's action. Another example. It doesn't matter how many times you go to the gym and talk to a personal trainer. Talking to a personal trainer will never get you in shape. It doesn't mean you shouldn't have one. It doesn't mean that they aren't useful. It just means that that's motion. Whereas getting under the bar and doing a set of squats is action because it can get you the result that you want. The problem is that motion is usually a little bit easier to do. It's a little bit easier to send an email to a personal trainer and find out about their rates and how they work. It's a little bit easier to read a book than it is to write one. And we often use motion as an excuse for taking action. Like, "Oh no, I'm doing something. I'm making a little bit of progress." But actually, we aren't moving the needle on the real thing that drives results. See, motion is fine if it complements the action that you're taking. But if it substitutes for your action, then you've lost the thread and you're no longer moving forward. So as you head into this brand new week full of opportunity, let me ask you, Are you in motion or are you taking action? Are you in motion or are you taking action? Are you on the side of the classroom that's waiting for the best possible opportunity to take the best possible photo? Or are you on the opposite side of the classroom, getting your hands dirty, building the skills, and gradually improving on your craft by taking action? And if you're sitting there thinking, gosh, I think I might be on the motion side. I think I'm just taking motion. Well, then what would it look like to start taking action? If you're sitting on that left side of the classroom looking for the perfect photo, what's one thing you could do today to take action and move the needle towards your desired outcome? Thanks for stopping by. I'll catch you again next week for another weekly wisdom. Make it a great week. We'll be right back.